Leading the news this morning, the first news poll of the federal election campaign shows the ALP has a commanding lead over the coalition. Today's poll puts Labor 10 points ahead on a two-party preferred basis. Labor's primary vote stayed steady at 42%, while the coalition has dropped 2 points to 38%. Tony Abbott will head to Julie Gillard's hometown of Melbourne this morning for the second full day on the hustings. Ms Gillard's due to leave Brisbane after efforts to shore up votes in the home state of former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. With the election little more than a month away, Australians have until 8pm tonight to enrol to vote. The Queensland government says it will strongly oppose Jayant Patel's appeal against his convictions and sentence. Lawyers for the Bundaberg surgeon last week lodged the appeal against his 7-year jail term. Patel was found guilty of 3 counts of manslaughter and 1 of grievous bodily harm. Victoria's former police chief Christine Nixon will undergo surgery today after being rushed to hospital at the weekend. It's understood she's suffering from gallbladder problems. She was hospitalised a day after resigning from her position as head of Victoria's Bushfire Reconstruction and Recovery Authority. Ms Nixon's been criticised for announcing her resignation just hours after the federal election was called. And the number of people killed in a suicide bombing in central Iraq has risen to 45. Another 4 people were killed in a separate Baghdad blast. In the worst attack, police say the bomber targeted members of the government-backed Sunni militia who were lining up to be paid.